Hi, my name's Bart.
Hi. Hi, my name's Bart. Gonna try a new thing. Most new things don't work. So maybe it'll suck and we won't even air it, or maybe we'll hack it up and put on the 3 minutes out of the 2 hours that didn't suck, or who the hell knows? So we'll just see. I don't even know if my damn levels are right. That's something else I gotta figure out. Oh, and they told me to talk slower. But, you know, geez, if I play a CD, it's going to be one volume. If I play a tape, it's going to be another. If I do the radio, it's going to be another. If I do the AM or the FM, it's going to be different. I need a mixing boy, producer type of somebody. Anyway, new thing today. Oh, first things first. Shut up, you're not going. If you got good ears, you might hear some garbage in the background. The new thing we got for today, geez, like a lot of crap, is called Some Funny, Some Not. Now, I guess you'll be the judge, but we're going to kind of look at the news, and some of it will be funny and some not. First thing up, Tiger mauls woman to death. That's not funny. Adair, Oklahoma, the USDA, aren't those the meat people? The USDA will investigate whether to euthanize a 400-pound Bengal tiger that killed a Tulsa woman by severing her arm at the exotic animal park Wednesday, park owner Joe Estes said. Like I say, that is not funny. The thing is, land in Oklahoma is about a buck an acre. So if you got a $100 bill, you can buy you 100 acres. And I don't know why, but they do. Every weird damn farm in the world is here. You got ostrich farms. You got these wacko animal parks. You got emus running around. You got, I don't know about camels, but you got just any weird damn thing that you wouldn't expect to see. You can see driving in Oklahoma just because they give land away for free. So this guy, Joe Estes, he's got a Safari Joe's. God. Safari Joe's Rock Creek Exotic Animal Park near Adair. And this lady went to feed the tigers, and one of the guys nearby said, "Hey, you're too close." She turned around and said, "Huh?" And the tiger grabbed her and pulled her to the cage. And, you know, it just went all real bad from there. But I know it's not only in Oklahoma, but due to the cheap land, and it's not funny. Okay, what's next? Here's the deal. I paid an Oklahoma psychic $1,200 to find out if Bart Cop Radio was going to be a success, and she said yeah. So she said it's going to do real good. So let's keep them subscriptions coming in here so I can come up with another $1,200 to give to the psychic. What else we got? Should tattoos be legal? Now, here's the big deal in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, you can get anything you want pierced. But if you want a tattoo, you got to drive to Siloam Springs, which is 30 miles. That's in Arkansas. You got to drive 30 miles to get a tattoo. Now, you know you're in trouble when you go to Arkansas for your surgical procedures. But the idea, they asked the kids on the college, should tattoos be legal? And how old should you have to be to get one? First guy says, I don't see a problem with tattoos being legal in Oklahoma, but the age to get one should be 21, just like drinking. Hey, it makes sense. I mean, but as far as the drinking, if anything be a good idea, shouldn't you have to take a breathalyzer test to get a tattoo? You know, I mean, I'm not ever going to have me a tattoo. But the idea, you know, you have a fight with your girlfriend or your wife, you go to some bar, you drink a bunch of Cuervo, someone says, let's get a tattoo, and you go get a tattoo that says, fuck Mary. You know, the next day you wake up, you realize you screwed up, so you go home to Mary, you take your shirt off. I mean, tattoos are all, they're all their own, aren't they? I should have done this one first. This isn't very funny. Back when I was in the club business, I don't remember the name of the band, but there was a pretty good band in town. We went to see them once. And they were good enough to hire. I don't know if I could afford them or not, but a couple weeks after we saw them, the the guitar player and a girl were down on Peoria, which is, well, it's like trendy Club Row, and a couple of crackheads kidnapped them, put them in the trunk of a car, drove them to the outskirts of town, severed the gas line, set the car on fire, and I said the last thing I heard was them beating on the inside of the trunk. And they put this son of a bitch to death, I guess it was Sunday, Lord's Day. And they said about 5 p.m., what was this son of a bitch's name? It's Hain, Scott Hain, H-A-I-N. Tulsa World says about 5 p.m., Hain was served his requested last meal, which included a double bacon cheeseburger. Why do we give a flip? Several double cheeseburgers, three orders of onion rings, and one large blast. I thought they were going to use a needle, but apparently. But anyway, that son of a bitch. You know, I'm a Luke towards the death penalty, but just some people need to go. You know, there's another guy in Tulsa, also not funny. Killed his living whatever shack up, honey. I forget how, it doesn't matter, but killed her, set the house on fire. And, you know, you understand whatever, love gone bad. I mean, I don't understand it, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, she had like a little kid, a little 5 or 6 year old boy. And the son of a bitch went and got a screwdriver, forced it down the kid's mouth. And then he rolled him up in a blanket and threw him under a house. And they found him alive 11 hours later. Of course, he's all brain damaged and in a wheelchair. I mean, this was years ago. But they found that bastard guilty a couple of days ago, and they're going to put him to death. I mean, the death penalty is not for everybody, but between Screwdriver Boy and Gas Boy, yeah, they need to be down there with Muhammad Atta. All right, what's up next? I got a big stack of stuff here, and yeah, I know that's a Rush term, but I'm going to be stealing a lot of stuff from Rush. I'm going to take as many things as I can from him and run it back down his throat, so be prepared for that. Protesters, one of the good thing I'd like to be doing a lot of, that came out wrong, something I'll be doing a lot of, the call the editor deal on the paper, you know, a little letter to the editors. The best thing about it is it's good for my attention span because it's usually like 20, 25 words. Here's one. Protesters should note support. The peace protesters at 41st and Neal at center of town have a little bit more to worry about than trucks swerving to hit them. There is very strong support for American soldiers in Tulsa and throughout the Midwest. Oh, okay, so if you're anti-war, what, he's going to shoot you? I don't know how this story started. I'm guessing they were protesting at 41st and Yale, and a couple of people wrote in that motorists were jacking with them. You know, yeah, let's kill all the anti-war people. I mean, can't beat living in Oklahoma. Oh, hold on, I'm going to do another sip. That garbage is some good shit, too. Time to shed the maple leaf, this next one says. With all the anti-American sentiment coming from the Canadians in general, I didn't know Canada was against us. The Canadians, they don't hate anybody. If they hate us, we're the ones in trouble. I would like to see the Canadian flag removed from all public venues, such as hockey games. Well, good. If we take all the flags down of all the nations that oppose us, there'll just be one flag left. Which brings me to the French's mustard people. Everybody's had French's mustard, right? Well, guess what? It's not from France. There's some guy named French came up with some mustard, so they called it French's mustard. And I don't know. They're a giant corporation, probably Republicans, but they're having a lot of trouble now because people are refusing to buy French's mustard. They had an article in paper this week 10 days ago. One of the spokesmen for French's said, they're getting mail saying, we know that you're not a French company, but we just can't stand to be associated with anything French. Oh, as a matter of fact, the kicker to the story is French's mustard years and decades ago sold out to some British company. It might be the same people that owned Burger King, but I don't know. Anyway, it's owned by a British company, which is our only ally, so doesn't it figure we're going to screw the bonehead morons are going to screw the only ally we have. But the bigger point about the French's mustard is because Monkey Boy couldn't get anybody on the planet to go along with him on this stupid war except for Tony Blair, and Tony Blair decided to go along with it when about 75 or 80% of England was very, very much against it, and his own party was 75 or 80% against it. But no, Blair went along because, as you know, he's getting his $5 million a year job or $50 million up front, whichever it is, from the Carlyle Group. So, yeah, he went along with it. But just because that monkey couldn't get anybody on the planet to agree with him, he decided that the UN is irrelevant. And since they failed, unquote, to do their job, he was going to do it for them. Well, yeah, good thinking, Smirk. Anytime nobody in the room agrees with you, that means they're all wrong. I think that's some shit you get from growing up in Texas and being extra stupid.